Welcome to Glimpses of Calvary, and thank you for joining us. Glimpses of Calvary is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Join us now as our pastor, Gordon Dixon, opens the Word of God to us.
Thanks again for joining us for this edition of Glimpses of Calvary, and especially for the This Is My Story project. Yesterday we began an interview with Gordon Turpinning, and Gordon was kidnapped by some men in Greenville, South Carolina. Yesterday when we left off, we had found out that he was in the back of his car. The men had a gun trained on him, and he talked about the fact that he had a composure that the Lord had given him, and we talked about his testimony of how he trusted Christ. And that's pretty important for what we're talking about here. If someone had done something, if they had tried to hurt you, you knew that for sure that you had a home in heaven and that you were with the Lord. So when we left off here, you're in the back of your car now, and they've got a gun trained on you. So what happened next?
They began to take me down some roads that I was unfamiliar with. And this fellow who had the gun on my head, I learned later that he was 14 years old. And that's pretty young, and a 14-year-old can be pretty careless.
Sure.
And I feel like it was only God's mercies that kept me from being injured or killed. But he looked kind of glassy-eyed, and I had not been around a lot of people who had been on drugs or high or on alcohol, for that matter. So I wasn't sure what was going on, but I knew he had something. And not long into this ride, we're talking a matter of less than a half an hour, he became kind of agitated, and he said to me, "Take your clothes off." Now, I'm telling you, I was really uncomfortable with that. That was not something that I wanted to do or wanted, even with a gun at me, but he had the gun, and I didn't think I had much choice. So I said to him, "Well, I have to take my shoes off first." Now, I think that's where the Lord began to do something, because this old car was, as I said yesterday, a Rust Belt trophy. There had been speakers up by the back window, but now there were just holes there. Somebody wanted those speakers more than they wanted them, if they wanted them for some other purpose. So here they were, holes where there were speakers. And I took my shoes off and I laid them up there by those speaker holes. Well, when he saw me lay them by the speaker holes, he said, "What are those holes?" And I said, "That goes into the trunk." So I put them there and I started to further undress. And a fellow in the front seat, one of the older guys, I learned later he was 22, he said, "Knock it off back there," something like that. And I was glad for that. And it wasn't long, I'm talking a matter, not a minute later, the young kid said, "Hey, let's put this guy in the trunk of the car." And the reason I think they want to do that, I had been telling this young fellow right along how he needed to be saved, and his life was a mess, and he shouldn't be living like this, and he even struck me at one time with a gun. And I think the Lord allowed this to save my life. So he said, "Stop the car," and this was on a country road. We all got out. He opened the trunk. He said, "Get in." Now, remember, the gas tank's in the trunk.
Right.
There wasn't much room in there.
Because the hangers had rusted off,
you
told us yesterday. So now you got the gas tank inside the trunk with you.
And it was a dirty old trunk and very cramped quarters. So I just got into the trunk. They slammed the trunk on me, and they got back in the car and headed off. Well, the summer before, Pastor, it's amazing. The summer before, I had been doing some landscaping work, and I stopped at a meat market to get some meat. I put it in the trunk of the car. When I got home, I could not open the lock from the outside. It just would not unlock.
And you got cold meat in the trunk.
I do. And I found out this was, I was pretty young, and I didn't know much about the cars, but I figured I had to take the back seat out, and I crawled over that gas tank, and I looked at With a flashlight in hand, I discovered what I had to do to unlock that trunk from the inside. Now, if that's not telling you about the sovereignty of God, I don't know what is.
Sure.
The Lord was preparing me.
Sure.
Because I still knew how to open that trunk.
What seemed like a frustration at the time.
Yes.
He was actually preparing you for the future.
It was a wonderful thing. So I opened the trunk, and I began to look out. But the car was going down a bumpy road. He was driving very fast, and I knew I couldn't jump out. Well, about that time, they slowed down rather rapidly. I shut the trunk so not to be noticed, and they came back and unlocked it. And when I saw out there, it was very, very desolate, and it was dark, and I thought they were going to kill me. About that time, another car headed down this dirt road. I could see it coming, and they were afraid, slammed the trunk on me again, and drove off, so not to be detected, I guess. At this time, I decided I'm not going to let that happen again. And I poked around those holes, remember the speaker
mm-hmm.
holes? I
mm-hmm.
poked around till my shoes fell down to make it look like they were falling.
Mm-hmm.
And I, in that cramped quarters, put those shoes on. Now I was ready to run. And so when I opened the trunk this time, I waited for them to slow down for a corner or something. And when they finally did, I could see a farmhouse on the corner. I let that trunk go wide open, and I jumped out and ran as fast as I could toward the farmhouse. The old gentleman met me there, and I could tell by his looking at me, he hadn't seen this thing happen. And he was afraid.
And you're probably trying to yell and tell him your story. And
I am, and he doesn't believe me.
Sure, sure.
And but then I heard footsteps running from behind, and I thought these guys are coming back to get me. My heart sank. I thought, here it goes again. But it happened to be in the Lord's providence. It was this old gentleman's grandsons.
Mm.
They had seen the trunk open in this car and this scared-looking, dirty guy jump out and start running. Not something you see every
day. Not something you see every day.
So they confirmed my story as truth. And I told the story. And everybody is, as I told the story, I mean, it's interesting to watch their mouths gape open and
mm-hmm.
and so on.
I remember the first time I heard it, I was stunned. That was really amazing. And so you ended up, did they end up catching these men who had committed this crime?
They did, and they actually caught two of them. Apparently, one of them left before the night was over, but two of them took my car and robbed a 7-Eleven store.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, in the whole process of my identification, I think I may have seen a mugshot or something, and then apparently the 7-Eleven owner or attendant saw them as well. And between that, they caught two of them, and we had to go to court. And as I was there on the stand, I gave my story pretty much as I'm telling it here.
I guess I forgot to ask this a minute ago, but I guess the police came. They called the police for you when you were there at the farmhouse.
Yes,
and they came and got your story, and did they give you a ride home too?
They did. The police, the deputy gave me a ride back to my home.
That's amazing. Yeah. I can only imagine what went through Lillian's mind while you're telling her this story.
She was afraid.
I'll bet she was.
She knew they had my billfold with my driver's license, my Social Security card, and, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm. But the police apprehended them after they used your car in a robbery of a 7-Eleven store.
Mm-hmm.
And so did you have to go to court after that, or did you have to testify?
Yes, and I did go, and we did tell the story, just as I've been telling here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in. They ended up getting some time out of it. One of the people at the court came up to me and said, "That's my brother you're testifying against." And I thought she'd probably have some bad words about me, but instead she thanked me and she said, "I'm a Christian." And she said, "I want you to know that my brother used to be in church all the time, and he's gone the wrong way."
Isn't that something? And so she was very grateful that you were testifying even there in the car in the middle of that situation.
Right.
And do I remember you saying something, too, about you were asked as part of your testimony, what did you say to them, and you were able to?
I did. I told the judge. He asked me to tell it in my own words, so I did. And I gave the gospel there in the court, just like I did to these fellows that apprehended me. And the judge said to me afterwards, he said, "Son, you got the right idea."
That's probably as far as he could go in a court setting that way.
Yeah. Probably
That's
so.
That's great. Well, isn't it amazing just to see the way that the Lord had prepared you in a number of ways? Trusting Christ, knowing the grace of God, having the strength that was not your own, but it was the Lord's strength working in you. And even little things, like little frustrations, like can't get the trunk open, you know, when you have meat that's getting ready to spoil in the trunk, if you don't that puts a whole new face on frustrations, doesn't it? Next time I face a frustration, I'm going to be thinking, okay, I wonder what the Lord is preparing me for that is ahead.
If I could only think that way all the time.
Yeah, that's exactly sure right. Yeah, if I could just remember to really think that way. Well, I would like to thank you very much for taking the time to share your story with us. I know this has been a blessing to the people who are hearing this. And I would encourage all of you who hear this to go to the website at glimpsesofcalvary.com. And there you can read Brother Terpening's tract that he has written, as well as a number of other tracts that are there. And we have additional interviews, if you'd like to hear those as well, at glimpsesofcalvary.com. Thank you again for joining us today, and
thank you.
May the Lord bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Glimpses of Calvary. This is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church, 2000 Broad Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, 45840. That address again is 2000 Broad Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Please join us again each weekday at this same time as we look for Glimpses of Calvary.